A thin, famished-looking young man, dressed in plaid pants which were too short, wearing a polka-dot-colored shirt, large sunglasses, and a black derby hat. Before anyone could say anything, he said,
"Walk a mile in my shoes, see what I see, hear what I hear, feel what I feel. Then maybe you'll understand why I do what I do. Till then, don't judge me."
No one had said anything. No one made a face or rolled their eyes at him. Yet there he was, throwing his defense out. These days we hear it all the time, especially on college campuses. It's almost as if when the words are spoken, "Don't judge me," they feel it lets them out of being liable, magically winning immediate unanimous approval from everyone around. All the person has to do is say, "Don't judge me," and nobody can touch them. A young woman who may have been on a diet gets a cookie with her morning coffee. You've not said anything. You're just sitting there with your coffee. But she saw you looking at the cookie. Out of her mouth comes, "Don't judge me." And you wonder, judge you about what? To me, I wonder, what do these people mean when they say those three magic words that suddenly makes them home free? Those people use the words as if it's a Harry Potter magic spell. Truly, though, I believe what they're really saying is more the unspoken agenda of, don't think less of me, don't think I'm a bad person, and don't even think you're better than me. Some even go so far as to pull scripture out of context, declaring, "Even Jesus said, judge not, lest you be judged." Do any of those folks have any idea how completely impossible it is for any one of us to not have an opinion of right and wrong? We may not want to admit it, and it may be buried underneath layers and layers of politically correct thinking, but we all, absolutely all, have preferences and personal opinions. We can't hide in the no judgment zone forever. That's not life, nor does life work that way. Exercising our ability to judge, deciding right and wrong, is how we decide to be moral or immoral, ethical or unethical, principled or unprincipled. Hiding in the "don't judge me" phrase makes us morally, ethically, and principally stupid. Yes, I said stupid. And my definition of stupid is ignorance that's been told and refuses to listen. As C.S. Lewis said, God is our one and only sole ally in the universe, and we have alienated him from ourselves. I say his preferences and standards are our standards, and if he didn't set the standard, there would only be darkness, chaos, dying, and death. "Don't judge me" seems to be a way of someone telling us they want what they want, and they take no responsibility for any standards. In 1 Corinthians, however, the Greek word is used differently. The Greek word is different than other places where the word "judge" is concerned. In this case, Paul uses the Greek word anakrino, which is also translated as scrutinize, investigate, discern, or examine. So, while Jesus forbids us from judging others in the sense of condemning them or having a personal opinion of right and wrong, we are still called to judge all things, using our power of the intellect to investigate the world and discern the truth. Ah, the truth. Is that what is ultimately being avoided? Don't judge me. Talk to the hand because the ears don't want to hear. Think, my friend. Use your brain and think. Here is a beautiful catechism. Having a moral conscience being present at the heart of the person instructs and urges them at the appropriate moment to do good and to avoid evil. It also judges particular choices approving those that are good and denouncing those that are evil. It bears witness to the authority of truth in reference to ultimate goodness to whom we are drawn, and it welcomes God's standards and preferences. When we listen to our moral compass, a man who lives with a concern and has thoughts for the future can hear God speaking. I am confident that for those who hide in, don't judge me, their moral compass is, by degrees, becoming blinded through the habit of rebellion and purposeful wrongness. They seem to think their ignorance is somehow invincible. Saying, don't judge me, seems to let people out of having a conscience, which enables them to assume responsibility for their actions. I'm astounded that they think just saying magic words like, don't judge me, somehow relieves them of any culpability for their actions. I have thought it would be interesting to have a conversation with someone who invokes the don't judge me phrase, asking them, in their opinion, just what exactly do they believe they're being judged about, and what do they mean by their use of the word judge? Somehow, I just don't think the conversation would go well. Maybe some of us are so afraid of offending anyone, or being accused of being intolerant, we're forgetting how to tell right from wrong. I figure anyone who claims, don't judge me, has already judged themselves and has, on some level, already realized the wrongness of their actions. And again, what do you think?